For KPIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner. A new clinical facility will be coming to Columbia in early 2014. BioPharma Services Incorporated is based in Toronto, and its clinical operations facility in Columbia will be the company's first in the U.S. Mayor Bob McDavid says BioPharma will fit in nicely in Columbia.
I think it's just terrific that we can sort of blend the research, creativity, innovation that comes from BioPharma into our culture of healthcare and life sciences.
The Columbia facility will hold a 48-bed building running Phase 1 and 2A clinical trials. BioPharma CEO Renzo DiCarlo says the facility will create a dozen full-time jobs to start, but expects constant change for part-timers also.
Because drug development is somewhat variable in terms of what studies work and what studies don't, a lot of times there's a lot of variability in the workflow. So there is a significant need for part-time staff to deal with the ebbs and flows of the volume as it goes through.
The new facility is slated to open at 300 Portland Street in early 2014. A Jefferson City man has been sentenced to die for the 2009 killing of a woman with whom he had a relationship while she was separated from her husband, who was also shot to death. Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce agreed with the jury's recommendation in imposing the sentence today on 58-year-old David Hozier. KRCG reports Hozier addressed the court for about 10 minutes, denying he shot Angela Gilpin and claiming the real killer remains at large. Angela and Ronald Gilpin were found dead in September 2009 at Angela's Jefferson City apartment. Hozier was charged in both killings, but the status of the case in Ronald's death is still unclear. Missouri Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro is coming under fire from two state lawmakers. House member Janice Monticello of St. Louis says Nicastro should resign due to her consultation on a proposed constitutional amendment to replace teacher tenure with evaluations based on student performance. Monticello accuses Nicastro of releasing inaccurate information favorable to the ballot initiative's backers.
We just need to have faith and confidence in the commissioner of DESE so that we can make good decisions for our children and their educational outcomes. And it needs to be unbiased information and action.
Monticello, along with state senator and fellow Democrat Paul Lavoda of Independence, released a statement today that also accuses Nicastro of releasing false information that led to the closing of a charter school in Kansas City. A judge later reversed that closing. In response, State Board of Education President Peter Hirschend released a statement defending Nicastro, saying her review of the teacher tenure ballot measure was, quote, nothing out of the ordinary. The owner of a fire-damaged Columbia strip mall has pleaded guilty to failing to comply with city orders to demolish the property. Mark Stevenson, the authorized agent for a limited liability company that owns a strip mall that was damaged by fire in April of last year, pleaded guilty yesterday in Boone County Court to 7 counts of failing to comply with the orders from the City of Columbia to clean up and demolish the property. The fire caused about $6.5 million in damages to stores and their inventory. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.